So before delivering the homily, I want to take a moment, and I know that we have many visitors from out of town, or maybe even visitors from in town who are here with family and may go to other parishes. I just say, if you go to other parishes around here, how dare you? But that's okay. So my name is Father Joseph Toledo. I have the privilege and the honor of being the pastor here at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, and I want to welcome each one of you to this parish, and to this very important night in preparation for the birth of Christ. And my dear brothers and sisters, tonight is really an opportunity for us to really celebrate well the birth of Christ. You know, we come from many different situations and many different places. But my dear brothers and sisters, we all celebrate in the middle of all of our different situations. We celebrate the most beautiful gift, the birth of Christ. That birth of Christ is meant to be a word of hope for our situation. And it's okay, because the birth of Christ meets us in whatever situation we may be in. And Christ comes and says what he said to Joseph: do not be afraid, because this birth of Christ is meant for you. You know, I always am impressed with the prophet Isaiah. If you ever have the chance and you want to read, or you should read, not if you want to read, you should read the 64 chapters of the prophet Isaiah. He's a beautiful prophet, but of the 64 chapters, he spends about 40 of them really calling the people of Israel to conversion, to leaving behind their way of life, because the people of Israel really have abandoned God, and He wants to call them back to God, call them back into right relationship with God. So if you read the first part of Isaiah, you walk away from it going like, that boy, that's a head beating. And it is, and it's meant to be. And it's meant to really shake the people out of their slumber. And I think, my dear brothers and sisters, that this is something that is good for all of us, because I think we can easily slumber. We can easily be caught off guard. We can easily live this Christmas as if it's any other Christmas, and it's nice and great, and tomorrow or Friday, we go back to life as it was, and that was nice. But my dear brothers and sisters, the message of Christmas is not something just for today. The hope of Christmas is meant to be lived in our life every day, and to be lived well. And this is why, as we come to the end today, the first reading we heard from the prophet Isaiah, it's the end of Isaiah, and it's Isaiah really giving a word of hope. So the first 40 chapters, he beats the people up. The last 20, he gives them the hope of the promise of the Savior to come, of Emmanuel. And he does it in really a poetic way, because he says, for Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet. And what Isaiah is saying is, nothing is going to stop me from giving you a word of hope. And tonight, brothers and sisters, Nothing can stop me from giving you a word of hope, from inviting you out of your slumber. Father, Father, how dare you? I don't know. I don't think I'm so far off the mark. I don't think I'm so far off the mark. Because it's very easy for us to go into the mechanics of Christmas. It's very easy for us to miss the gift that is the birth of Christ. And if we miss it, we take a great chance. It's a little bit like one of the reasons I like the story of Scrooge. What was Scrooge's greatest problem? Missing Christmas. Charles Dickens was trying to teach us something. We should learn. And that's why Isaiah says, I will not be silent until her vindication shines forth like the dawn. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, this birth of Christ, which we celebrate tonight, is for your vindication, is so that it may shine in you, so that this gift may be lived in you, so that this may not just be another opportunity for us to sing O Holy Night and how much we like it, and then life goes on. But this birth of Christ is inviting you to carry it with you, to take it with your life. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, you are blessed to be sitting in this church. There are many people outside of these walls who have not heard the good news of Christ. And who is going to bring that good news to them? It's you. But what good news can we bring to people if we don't know the good news ourselves? And what is the good news for ourselves? That when we were dead in sin, when we were dead in our pride, in our arrogance, God broke through so that you could have life and have it abundantly. So that you can have life, so that you can have hope, so that you can experience love. I always love in the story of the birth of Christ that Joseph, when he has the dream, he doesn't question. The gospel says he got up and he took Mary to be his wife. He does what God tells him. No questions asked. My dear brothers and sisters, that's very difficult for us because we are a people with a lot of questions. Yes, we're okay when God tells us something, but we sit there and we go, well, God, well, what if A, and what if B, and what if C, and what about excuse 2, subsection 3, paragraph 2? Because we are very good. We're good at a lot of things. But one of the good things that we are is we hold master degrees in excuse giving. Very good at it. But my dear brothers and sisters, there are no excuses. Tonight, Christ is born for you. Tonight, a gift is given to you. And I invite you to be like Joseph, to get up and live that joy in your life. No questions asked. You are not here by chance. You know, a lot of times we come here on a Christmas Eve and we think, well, I'm doing my mother and father a favor by coming to church with them. You are not doing anybody a favor. You may think that. In our arrogance and pride, we think that. Or we think, well, I got to do the church thing. It's Christmas, so I got to do it. As if we're doing God a favor. I promise you, you are not doing God a favor. But God is joyful that you are here, because you are not here by chance. You are here because God wants to shake you. God wants to use you. God wants to make an instrument of you, an instrument of salvation. A lot of times we say, well, the only one that can save is the guy with the collar. No, my dear brothers and sisters, as baptized Christians, we have the ability to bring salvation to this world. We are the instruments that God wants to use for salvation. And so tonight, as we come to receive his body and blood, we truly ask the Lord that we may live as those instruments, that we may live that joy. That's what makes, that's one of the things that makes Christmas so wonderful, is to see the children, and we have a lot of children here. Children teach us so much. You know what they teach us the most? Joy and humility. We could learn a lot from children, because as we get older, with every year, we get higher maintenance. We get to be higher maintenance. I'm sorry, and the older people in the room are going to kill me after this. Father, am I high maintenance? All of us are high maintenance, because we lose joy. We lose simplicity. We lose humility. And today, my dear young people who are in this church, God is using you in a very special way to be signs of joy, to be signs of hope. And so, my dear children, be those signs. When you see your mom and dad, or your grandmother and grandfather, or your aunts and uncles getting sad, remind them that they're called to be joyful. Remind them that they're called to live the birth of Christ in hope.